And I've got Kaylee in the studio. Morning, Kaylee.
Morning.
You've been on quite a few times now, haven't you?
I have. Yeah.
Every time you release another record, you are always, always welcome to come in and sit and have a chat about it.
Thank you.
Because I know you've just done your latest record, Saturday's Coffee, with Kiki the Cat. We're going to be playing that next, by the way. But what's been happening to you? Because you, years and years ago, you came in and you wanted to try and break into the music industry, which isn't the easiest thing in the world, is it?
Yeah, it's not.
It's not the easiest thing in the world. It's almost like it's a closed shop and you've got to try and get, and radio is very similar to that as well. It's very hard to get in. But you got your foot in, you released a record, and then it's just got bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger since then. So what's going on in your life at the moment?
Well, just writing, constantly writing, being more creative, and being true to myself. And I think that is exactly what's been happening since my first time here on this station to where I am now, is just, not giving up and just pursuing everything and taking everything in life and turning negatives into positives.
And you're doing loads of videos as well.
Lots of videos, yeah.
And that's not the easiest thing in the world, is it?
It's not. My latest video I actually directed and filmed.
Did you?
Yeah, and got my family to film for me because I wanted it to look really weird. So it worked.
Fantastic. Yeah. I mean, there's so many effects that everybody can get a piece of video editing equipment, but to have the picture in your mind of how you want it set out, that's the hard thing.
Yeah.
That's the really difficult thing. Now, and as I don't know if you know, but the money in music is in the writing.
It is, yeah.
So, so how many songs do you think you've written then?
Loads. Pages and pages full.
Just keep going.
I'm always buying a new notebook and my phone's completely on the notes. Covered in lyrics but it's just, inspiration just comes anywhere. You could be doing something and all of a sudden be like, oh, that's catchy, or I like that phrase. And then, it's just anything to do with creativity. You don't know where it really comes from and where it's going to come from. It just happens. So you just,
I was told by a writer once, if you wake up in the middle of the night and you've got an idea, out of bed, straight down at the office and you start writing.
Yeah.
Do you find this the same thing? Is it weird moments that it just pops up?
It does. Well, this is weird. I have to record myself when I'm sleeping because I will literally be humming a melody.
Really?
In the middle of the night, or I wake up and I've got lyrics on my phone. So, like I said, I don't know where it comes from, but I think it's when I'm more relaxed and...
Your subconscious is full of things that you've seen and heard, and it's got everything in there.
Exactly.
So it's coming from somewhere.
Yeah.
Have you found out that you've written something that is similar to something else that you've never heard? Because that happens quite a bit.
Yeah, I have. I've done that quite a few times where I'm like, oh, I've heard this before when I've written something. And then I use a Shazam or something and start doing the melody to it. And they're like, no, this song's not been heard before.
Because
I'm like, it sounds familiar. So
when you talk to the people who write music, that happens. And nobody knows why.
Mm-hmm.
They don't even know the other song. They've never heard the other song, as far as I know. And it just comes out.
Yeah.
Very, very strange. It's almost as if there's a certain amount of ideas floating about in the ether, if you like.
Yes,
and then one just latches onto you and it's latched on. Because there was inventions very similar like this on different parts of the world that I looked into. And they invented it, and they both went to try and copyright it exactly the same time.
Wow.
So, it wasn't copyrighted, so it wasn't in the open media. Nobody knew about it.
Right.
This is quite common. So how old are you then? How old are you now, if you don't want to say?
I'm in my 30s.
Oh, you don't look...
I'm early 30s.
You don't look 30 at all.
Oh, thank you.
I was still saying mid-20s, mid-27, something like that, I was going to say.
Yeah, so everyone listening, I'm only 26.
So is things picking up?
It is. So even this morning I got some really exciting news, but I'm sworn not to say anything yet. But yeah.
Yeah, the industry is full of that.
Yeah, so it's certainly picking up. I think in the next couple of weeks, if anyone wants to follow me, they will see some interesting things happening, especially with the song that's going to be played.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so that's a little insight.
Now, I know you're looking for... You've done this on your own back so far, which I think is absolutely amazing.
Thank you.
But you're looking for management to try and push you that little bit further, is that right?
I am, yeah, yeah.
Okay, have you got any... And do you want a male or a female manager, or is it just someone that you get the good vibe from?
Yeah, it's all about having a connection, a good vibe with someone, you know. Yeah, so I just want someone just to say, Kaylee, I'm going to help you.
That's, yeah.
Because you know, and be loyal and, yeah.
Yeah, and that's fine. Very difficult to find in this business. My wife used to work for I won't say the name of the company, but a big company. And that's very difficult to find, you know, because everybody's here today, gone tomorrow, and they just sort their way through the new recruits. And you see it on the X Factor and all the rest of it, and it's just a money-making thing for them. But this is the person's life that they're playing with.
Yeah.
And who was it? Was it George Michael that walked away from one of his companies? I can't remember.
I think so.
I think it might have been. He walked away from one of his companies, never writing anything again, because he just had enough. So, how many songs have you written? I'm going to ask you again, because you said loads and loads and loads. I want you to put a ballpark figure on it now.
About 21. Finished.
Finished?
Yeah.
Wow. Do you find yourself starting off and you drop it halfway through because you lose inspiration and start another one? Or because I'm like that with decorating.
Right.
Do you find yourself doing that, or do you see it all the way through?
I see it all the way through. So
that's good.
I wouldn't ask you to come and decorate then if I'm only going to get half finished stuff.
It works really well up to the first cup of tea, then it goes downhill from there. Right, yeah. we're gonna play your song. I want you to tell us about the inspiration for this song, first of all.
Okay.
The song's called Saturday's Coffee with Kiki the Cat.
Yeah.
Strange title.
I know. The title was the first bit I wrote.
Oh, really?
The song. I had the title and nothing else. It's literally, not just because I love coffee and drink so much coffee during the day, which I wouldn't advise people to do. No, it's literally just, we get so stuck in, like, the society that we live in. You know, we get up and we have a cup of coffee, we do our same thing. And sometimes, like, I'm a good, like, I love to explore different elements and I like to do meditation and stuff. So when I was writing this song, I'm like, I want to link the two.
Yeah.
And it's about the conscious meeting the subconscious and, you know, creating this fantasy. And I wanted to portray this woman who orders a cup of coffee and she brings a glass of milk or a glass for her cat and takes it home. And she literally... just goes on like a journey, like she's watching herself in different movies. And that's the inspiration that I wanted to get across, that, you know, we have to just live life.
Yeah.
And I wanted this song to really resonate that.
Okay.
And, yeah.
I'll let you intro the song. Tell us what it's called.
Thank you. I'm Kaylee Walker and you're going to be listening to Saturday's Coffee with Kiki the Cat.
Play as she slips in silly LA 4-1.
Mikey's Breakfast on Brentwood and Billericay's Phoenix FM. It's now 9:23. That was, I'll let you tell you what it was.
That was Saturday's Coffee with Kiki the Cat by Kaylee Walker, myself.
Kaylee, is that on release anywhere at the moment?
It is. It's on Spotify, every major platform.
Right. Okay, yeah. Fantastic. Fingers crossed it does it for you.
Thank you.
And you can come on any time you want in the future.
Thank you. I love that.